This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Welcome to the show. Great to have you back. This is the 7 o'clock hour on the East Coast and the 4 o'clock hour on the West Coast. Hour number 2 of my show, and of course, hour number 3, we'll have you on Newsmax Television. We're taking calls in this hour. No guest. So we're taking calls. The number's 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to hear from you from some of our flagship stations. KBET 790 AM in Las Vegas, WJJF in Connecticut, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, and soon to be Chicago. On August 1st, we'll be in Chicago from the top of the Sears Tower, otherwise known as the Willis Tower by some, but still the Sears Tower by many others. That name just seems to stick forever. And so we're about 110 stories up, and you will hear us broadcast out to about 4.5 million people in Chicago. So ICE is going to begin pre-dawn immigration raids in 10 major American cities on Sunday. I don't know why they announced that, by the way. Isn't that kind of strange? Why would you announce that? I don't know. Why would you just do it? But they did say, President Trump did say this past Monday, in a pair of tweets, ICE will begin the process of removing illegal aliens who have illicitly entered the U.S. And now, according to reports by CNN and the Washington Post, the raids will begin on Sunday. ICE agents will execute pre-dawn raids starting Sunday, targeting as many as 2,000 migrant families facing deportation orders in as many as 10 cities, including Houston, Chicago, Miami, and Los Angeles. The agency is planning to use hotel rooms as temporary staging areas to detain parents and children until all members of the family are together and ready for deportation. If you're here illegally, you should be removed, said acting head of ICE Mark Morgan. And in this case, that includes families. Due to law enforcement sensitivities and the safety and security of U.S. ICE personnel, the agency will not offer specific details related to ongoing enforcement operations before the conclusion of those actions. So the illegals have now been tipped off, and now they're going to move to some new spot, is what this person conjectures over at Gateway Pundit, and maybe it'll be true. So it wasn't that it was announced by the U.S. government. It was announced by the Washington Post and CNN. Somehow they got a leak from the U.S. government, no doubt from some liberal commie scum who works for the Trump administration, who's left over from either Obama or Clinton, and they're all traitors, and they leak everything that's going on. So it wasn't that Trump leaked it. It was that, or the Trump administration leaked it. They didn't announce what cities. It was leaked by a, some member of the United States government who got that information in their hands, gave it to CNN, probably got paid for it. And by the way, if you find out who it is, you should go to prison. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost says family units from 52 countries have illegally crossed the border this year. U.S. Border Chief Carla Provost told Congress that in addition to Central American countries that make up the Northern Triangle, illegal immigrants from 52 countries have crossed into the U.S. southern border. Smugglers falsely advertise a safe journey to the border, misleading families that anyone who arrives with a child will not be deported under current U.S. policies. While smugglers primarily target the Northern Triangle, family units from 52 countries have illegally crossed the southern border so far this year, Provost said in testimony at a Homeland Security Subcommittee hearing. Three Central American countries make up the Northern Triangle: Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. In just 2 weeks, more than 740 individuals from African nations, primarily family units, have been apprehended in the Del Rio sector alone, compared to 108 across the southern border in the first 8 months of the fiscal year. Families from countries like Brazil, Nicaragua, Ecuador, Cuba, Peru, Romania, and Vietnam are taking the same pathways through Central America and Mexico to take advantage of gaps in our system. And as was previously reported, a 4-month-old baby from Romania and his father were among the migrants crossing into the U.S. on the southern border in February. Wow. Pretty wild stuff. But at least we do have a mass roundup of illegals targeted for deportation. That's a good thing. What I haven't discussed in the show yet so far is that Trump pulled back on the bombing of Iran. He ordered it, and then he pulled it back, and he admits he did that. And I think it's the right thing to do for one specific reason only. All the liberals are so angry about it. And all the never-Trumpers are so angry about it. They wanted him to start a war with Iran so they could scream, he's a warmonger. And, of course, Trump's been the exact opposite of a warmonger. So, number one, I think it's kind of good because, you know, these are all bad people, the never-Trumpers and the evil Democrat liberal commies. And they all hate that Trump didn't bomb Iran. Therefore, I got to think it was good that he didn't bomb Iran. Number one. Number two. Trump is always bragging that he is purposely erratic. Purposely, you can't tell what he's going to do. There's no way to ever know. He's unpredictable. I think that's the word he likes to use. Unpredictable. And so when a guy announces, I'm the president, I ordered it, and I pulled it back while the planes were in the air, why would you announce something like that? The only reason I can think of is because you're actually making them think in Iran, oh, he's not going to bomb us. He's a typical American president. Nothing's going to happen. And then tomorrow, the real bombers come. It was all a head fake. So, number one, I'm glad he pulled back because it makes the never-Trumpers so mad. And number two, I got to think he's going to bomb them over the weekend anyway because he just wants to be unpredictable. When he says, I pulled him back, it turns out the next night, he sent him. You can never tell what he's going to do. So if I had to guess, it's one of those two. He wants peace with Iran. He doesn't want a war. He wants to look like the president that made them back down without bombing them, maybe. Or B, he wants to be erratic and unpredictable so that they couldn't tell what was coming. And then when it comes, it's a big surprise, and they're not prepared for it. But either way, when he canceled a retaliatory attack on Iran for the downing of an unarmed U.S. drone, all the liberals and never-Trumpers were screaming. Look at Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol tweets out, so we face a serious foreign policy crisis in which all options present dangers and difficulties with a deeply unserious president. I, of course, very much hope the crisis works out satisfactorily, but I tremble for my country when I reflect that Donald Trump is president. How about Ben Shapiro? Ben, why are you such a jerk? Disproportionate response to attacks on U.S. assets are a good way of showing our enemies will match them if they continue to escalate. The U.S. doesn't want war. You know who doesn't want war even more? The Ayatollahs, who will find themselves quite dead if war occurs. Jack Posobiec says, racist neocons melting down that Trump refused to kill Muslims. All I could tell you is the never-Trumpers are a bunch of idiots, and it's actually a good deal. When they're mad, I'm happy. Representative Adam Kissinger, America's facing a crisis in confidence. Obama's decision to cancel a strike in Syria in 2013 has had ramifications that are still being felt today. We cannot let provocations and attacks by Iran go unanswered. Well, how do you know they're going unanswered? Maybe Iran was expecting them, and the whole world said they were coming, and then Trump pulled back just to get them to suddenly just completely feel like, hey, it's okay. Let down their guard. Suddenly they're unprepared. And maybe on Saturday or Sunday or Monday you tax them. You don't know. In any case, I'm not a fan of the neocons, although in this case, I kind of would have been happy if he bombed the hell out of Iran. But we'll see what happens. See, the one thing about me is I don't always praise Trump. He does something wrong. But who's to say he did something wrong here? How do you know? Are you an expert? Was Ben Shapiro at the National Security meeting? Was Bill Kristol at the National Security meeting? No, you don't know what's going on. You have no idea. You have no right to criticize. And Trump explained in an interview today exactly what happened when he called off the Iranian attack. He had an interview with Chuck Todd. First thing I'd ask is, why the hell are you sitting down for an interview with Chuck Todd? Just like, why did you sit down with George Stephanopoulos? These people are your enemies. These people hate you. They want to make you look bad. They want to destroy your presidency. They want to get you impeached. I wouldn't be sitting down with these people. Anyway, Trump made clear he never green-lighted the attack just to turn around and stop it, as was reported last night. He said these attacks are never green-lighted till the very end. He also said there were no planes in the air, as was reported. Trump said they put a plan together subject to his approval. When they presented him with the plan, he asked about casualties. It was at that time one of his generals double-checked the potential casualty count, told him it would be 150 dead. It was at that point Trump felt it was too disproportionate and called off the mission. Anyway, who knows? Who knows? Trump also says, I am in no hurry. He slams Obama, says he called off yesterday's attack after the general told him 150 would die in Iran. Trump says President Obama made a desperate and terrible deal with Iran, gave them $150 billion plus $1.8 billion in cash. Iran was in big trouble and he bailed them out, gave them a free path to nuclear weapons, and soon, instead of saying thank you, Iran yelled death to America. I terminated the deal, which is not even ratified by Congress, and imposed strong sanctions. They are a much weaker nation today at the beginning of my presidency when they were causing major problems throughout the Middle East. Now they are bust. On Monday, they shot down an unmanned drone flying in international waters. We were cocked and loaded to retaliate last night on three different sites when I asked how many will die. 150 people, sir, was the answer from a general. 10 minutes before the strike, I stopped it. Not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone. I'm in no hurry. Our military's rebuilt, new and ready to go, by far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting and more added last night. Iran can never have nuclear weapons, not against the USA, not against the world. So there's Trump's answer. By the way, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love Liberty HealthShare. They allow you to choose your doctor, choose your hospital, decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It's up to you. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My kids are members. They paid for my kidney stone surgery back in February, and man, did they take care of me. Oh, my gosh. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY or go to lightyourliberty.com. 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. You know me as the capitalist evangelist. I love all-American success stories. I love a chance to make some money. And there's nothing more all-American than Wall Street. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. It's a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit Fordham Resources. Make your own educated decision whether you want to buy the stock. But if you like what you see and you like what you hear, might be a good opportunity to make some money on Wall Street. All-American success story. Capitalism, baby. That's why I'm the capitalist evangelist. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. So you want to know how crazy liberals are? A satanic temple member opens a government meeting in Alaska with Hail Satan, which prompted over a dozen officials to walk out. Thanks to a policy change forced by the ACLU, a bunch of commie freaks, the Alaska Supreme Court ruled that Satanists are now able to offer prayers before government meetings. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly's previous policy stated those delivering the invocation must be a member of a recognized church, but the rules were changed last October when Alaska Supreme Court decided in favor of the ACLU the policy was unconstitutional. Iris Fontana, The Satanic Temple member was one of the plaintiffs in the case. An atheist and Jewish woman were also involved in the lawsuit. Let's cast our differences to use reason, logic, science, and compassion to create solutions for the greater good of the community, Fontana said at the end of her invocation. It is done. Hail Satan. Thank you. Several people walked out of the meeting. God will be pleased with our public prayers of reparation, a man who flew from Pennsylvania for the event told KSRM Radio. We want God's blessings on America, not Satan's curses. Lucifer is the eternal loser. Let's keep him out. And you should also recall Obama's IRS expediting granting tax-exempt status to the Reason Alliance, which is a Massachusetts club that worships Satan and created an after-school satanic club for elementary school children. They received their tax-exempt status by the IRS within 10 days of applying, while Tea Party and Christian groups waited years. The IRS also recently gave Satanic Temple tax-exempt status, identifying them as a church. And that's why Satanists are now able to invoke Satan at government meetings. Oh, thank you, IRS. Thank you. I always knew the IRS was Satan. The IRS gave the Satanic... I want to read that again. The IRS gave the Satanic Temple tax-exempt status, identifying as a church. That's why Satanists are now able to invoke Satan at government meetings. Isn't that wonderful? Wait, you think that's just one odd story? That and the dog rapists in Oregon that liberals want to let go and roam in the community? How about this one? Rhode Island Democratic governor signs bill to allow abortion through the moment of birth. Her name is Raimundo. What's her first name? I don't see it here. I don't know what her first name is, but it's Governor Raimundo, Democrat of Rhode Island. She says, fundamentally, this bill is about health care. It's about protecting and providing access to health care for all the women of Rhode Island. How is it about health care to allow a baby to be aborted while it's clearly alive and it's coming out of the mother's womb? How is that about health care for women? This bill is this chamber and this legislature performing our responsibility to the citizens of the state of Rhode Island. It is our responsibility to protect our citizens, says Democrat State Senator Erin Lynch Prata. We are not putting our citizens in the hands of a changing Supreme Court. Wow. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Leading up to the vote, a national pro-life organization, the Susan B. Anthony List, conducted a poll that found 77% of Rhode Island voters oppose allowing abortion up to birth. 73% oppose late-term abortion, including 63% of Democrats, 77% of independents, and 89% of Republicans. The poll also found 80% of Rhode Island women opposed to abortion up until birth, as are 62% of self-described pro-choice voters. Wow. Isn't that amazing how politicians give in to the extreme, radical, nutty left when their own voters, even Democratic voters, don't agree, don't want it, there is no clamoring for it?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is talking about his thinking before calling off a retaliatory airstrike against Iran. During an interview for NBC's Meet the Press, the president says the plan was ready to go, subject to his approval.
And things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back. So they came and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed? In this case, Iranians.
That number was 150, which is what reportedly made the president back down from the strike. President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Friday. The Dow lost 34 points to close at 26,719. This is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, and I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're now. Some more Supreme Court decisions are in. We'll get to them in just a second. Let me mention Newsmax TV. Because they are the sponsor of this segment of the show, and coming up in about 25 minutes or so, we will be on Newsmax TV in hour number 3, which is at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel, 70 million homes as of now, and should be about 80 million or so will be seen in by the end of the year on DirecTV, Dish TV, and cable systems like Fios, UVerse, and Comcast Xfinity. I'm the host of Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together 3 nights a week. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your local cable system for free. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. Absolutely free. Also want to take this moment to mention that we don't have a guest in this hour, so we can take calls. So bring them on in, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I've always seen the studies that like something like 1/1,000th of all the people listening to you ever call in, not even each in any given day call in, or any given week, or any given month, but 1/1,000th of those listening to you ever call in. So every time someone calls in, it's equal to, like, you know, 100,000 people listening. And so give us a call. Don't be afraid. The point I'm trying to make is let's break that statistic. You know it's fun to talk to Wayne Root. You know I'm never mean to anybody. And you know I enjoy hearing from you, and I like to hear what you think. I love hearing your opinions. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So Supreme Court sides with property owners in a fight over a cemetery mandate. The Supreme Court ruled Friday that people can sue in federal court if they believe state or local governments have infringed on their property rights, siding with a Pennsylvania woman fighting her town over a supposed cemetery in her land. So I agree. Another good ruling by the Supreme Court. In a 5-4 decision, how do you like that? Again, I'll bet it's conservatives against liberals. The court ruled in favor of Rosemary Nick, who tried to bring a lawsuit in federal court after her town, Scott, Pennsylvania, passed an ordinance that required anyone with a cemetery on their land to open it to the public during the day. Chief Justice Roberts delivered the court's opinion in Nick versus Township of Scott, saying that a person attempting to sue their town finds themselves in a catch-22. He cannot go to federal court without going to state court first. If he goes to state court and loses, his claim will be barred in federal court, adding, "We now conclude that the state litigation requirement imposes an unjustifiable burden on the property owner." So in this case, a town official found several grave markers on this woman Nick's farmland in Pennsylvania, but she disputed whether there was actually a small family cemetery on her property. She argued it didn't apply to her, and federal court threw out Nick's case, ruling she had to go to state court first. Because of the Supreme Court's ruling, Nick will now be able to pursue her case in federal court. So, you know, I think that's a good thing. I think the Cross decision was a good thing. I think it's good. The Supreme Court is doing a good job because it's 5-4 conservatives. That's a good thing. All right, let's get to some callers. We've got them. I asked for them. My pal Keith is on the line. Is this the Keith that always texts me? Is this Keith, the Keith?
Yeah, it's the Keith.
From Detroit, Michigan area?
Yep, you got it.
All right, Keith, how are you, man? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing well. I think the problem today is that nobody's actually looking at it in a metaphor way that they could understand what happened. It's like a football game. You brush up and you throw a blitz, and the other side doesn't do anything. They usually take a timeout. That's what Iran looked like they did. If they would have lit up one airplane, they would have got smoked. That's all there is to it.
So what do you think of the fact that Donald Trump pulled back? What do you think of that?
I think it's fine. I'm not a neocon. I don't believe that we should be out killing people all over the world. We should just take things as they come. If they got the hint, that's fine.
All right. Well, so you agree that Trump has the right to make the final decision. He made the final decision, and he may change it 24 hours from now. He likes to be unpredictable. So you have no qualms with it. All right. Keith, we appreciate your input.
I just got one more thing to say.
Sure, go.
Every once in a while, we got to be Americans. It's my country, right or wrong. And if we give that up, if we turn and eat the propaganda that's being fed to us, we're going to go down the tubes. So I love you, brother. You keep pounding them. I'll talk to you later.
And I appreciate all the texts and all the support. Thank you, Keith. Good man. Retired cop in Detroit, Michigan area. We've got Tom in Utah on line two. Tom, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Thank you. Hey, I did tell your producer about an issue I'd identified and is published in a website, gassingamerica.com. But inside of that is an answer to this problem of the sheltering of the undocumented. And I suspect right now the people that have been notified through that leak that they're on the road headed for their relatives in the rural communities, and there'll be a flood of the illegals coming into the rural communities where some of their other family members or friends are.
Well, it may be, but it wasn't a leak from Trump. It was a leak from somebody who leaked
to
CNN and the Washington Post. So, you know, we know they're not on our side. We know that was their attempt, I assume, to warn illegals to get out of there. But on the other hand, you know, they named 10 cities, right? And big cities, Houston and Los Angeles, Miami. What, is every illegal in the whole Miami, the whole Houston, and the whole L.A. going to get out of town this weekend? I just don't believe that's possible, nor do I think it's likely. So there'll be plenty of them still left to grab, believe me.
Right, but what I'm thinking is that a lot of them are going to try to run now, and they will be flooding the communities nearby where they're living.
All right, I don't know what happened there, but thank you for the call. Appreciate a Utah call from Connecticut. Todd, on line three. Todd, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. I want to talk about something a little personal, okay?
All right.
All right. When I was younger, I was accused of raping this girl. And there was no evidence, none whatsoever. And it ruined my family, and everybody wanted to hate me. And when it came out that she was a 100% liar, nobody came and apologized to me.
Mm. Wow.
So I think that anytime these women accuse a man, they better make sure they have rock solid proof. And if not, if they find out they're lying, they should put them in jail for 3 years.
I agree. I don't know about 3 years. I mean, maybe it's 20 years. Maybe it's 1 year. I don't know. Whatever it is, there should be a statutory, you know, a specific amount of time that you go to jail and a huge lawsuit and you could lose your home. If you choose to lie about somebody, not a man, anybody, why couldn't a lesbian woman say another lesbian woman raped her? In other words, so it's not a man or a woman accusing a man or a man accusing a woman. It's anybody who makes up a story with no facts and it turns out they were lying. I think that's a terrible, terrible, heinous crime to ruin somebody's reputation after they've worked their whole life, never done anything wrong, and suddenly you come out of the blue to say something like that. Just terrible. You know, this woman that's accusing Trump, right? It's hilarious, right? Trump's been a president for 2 years now. Now she comes out at this point when a book is coming out, her book? Really? Really, she didn't talk for 25 years, then she didn't talk during 2 years of him running for president, and then she didn't talk for the first 2 years of his presidency. What? I mean, anybody believes that, I've got a bridge to sell you over the ocean in Las Vegas. Ridiculous. Todd, appreciate the call, and I'm sorry for all you went through, my man. There's a lot of bad people out there. There's a lot of bad men who actually do rape and sexually assault women and harass women, and there's a lot of bad women who make it up. Or take it totally out of context or exaggerate it completely to ruin a man's career. And I just think it's disgraceful on either side. We've got Connie in Nevada on line four. Connie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Rain. I love you. Listen, I'm Hispanic. And I think that Trump is going about it the wrong way, trying to court the Hispanic and the black vote. I really think Trump needs to get into the low-income areas in Vegas and all these states so they can he can actually have some interaction with Hispanics. You know, going on these Spanish television shows, Telemundo, you know, Univision, they're a bunch of left-leaning ideologues. And seriously, sometimes I'm looking at the monitor as they're interpreting and translating, you know, on screen, and not every word that Trump is saying actually comes through, and it's not even correct. So he really needs to get into the community. He needs to go in there and talk to the people. Same thing with the black community. He needs to get into, like, you know, the inner cities, and he cannot be afraid to go there because I'm telling you, I think he can capture a huge percentage of the Hispanic vote. I really think he can do, like, 50% in Hispanic vote, and he can stop boots on the ground himself. I think people can't be afraid. Hispanics are conservative, and we just need somebody to come and see that take care about us.
Hey, Connie, we're kind of having a hard time hearing you. It's not your fault. Obviously, cell phones are very unpredictable, and in Las Vegas, super unpredictable. So I'm sorry we had to kind of hang up on you here because we couldn't understand you at the end. But we got the point of the call. And I agree completely, wholeheartedly, that Trump has a great chance. You've heard me. If you've listened to this show, great chance to win Jewish votes if you count Jews as a minority. But if you only count people of color as a minority, great chance to win Hispanic votes. Great chance to dramatically expand his share of the black vote. But particular Hispanics, I agree with you. I think legal Hispanics don't want the borders overrun with bad people. I think Trump's going to get a great Hispanic vote. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, My Doctor Suggests, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, my friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know will be right for you. They've got their silver solution, they've got their silver gel, they've got their silver lozenges, they've got their silver soap, they've got their silver mouthwash. My Doctor Suggests is an alkaline structured silver product. All of these products, alkaline structured silver that destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to hoarse voice. No colds in 3.5 years. No brain fog anymore for the last 3 months because they finally gave me the silver solution. Up till then, I'd been using the silver lozenges, which have saved me time and time again from a throat problem because of how often I talk on the air and off the air. And brain fog, every morning when I woke up for the last 20 years, I just was kind of tongue-tied, was kind of in a fog in the morning, and it takes a couple hours to clear off, like the fog wears off, well, in your brain and out by the ocean. And so all of a sudden now I wake up and I'm clear as a bell. Leaky gut syndrome. Every time I ate, I would get extended stomach. I would get stomach upset. I would get fatigue. And sometimes brain fog from that, too. And guess what? All gone. Thanks to the silver solution, which is the liquid that you swallow. Great stuff. But you can't buy it in stores. 866-660-9868. You got to call them. Got another 5 letters today from fans of mine that have bought their products and love them. Absolutely love them. One of them was from a guy in West Virginia. He loves it. And he says, I'm going to buy this stuff every month for the rest of my life. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. And use the promo code ROOT, like my last name, and you get 20% off. MyDoctorSuggests.com/ROOT. I was on a tangent telling you about all the idiots, all the stupid liberals that do stupid things. In an interview with Australian television presenter Andrew Denton, and by the way, in Australia they call a host a presenter, so an Australian TV host, Andrew Denton, singer Madonna, suggests that Jesus Christ would have favored a woman's right to undergo an abortion. Have you ever heard anything so stupid in your entire life? Let's talk about Jesus' point of view about women, Madonna mused. Let's talk about it. What do you really think he thought of women? And do you think Jesus would agree the woman has the right to choose what to do with her body? I think he'd be open to having that conversation with me. You know, liberals are just mentally ill, and Madonna's obviously mentally ill. She thinks Jesus wants women to get abortions, and of course it would be till the moment of birth, right? And then how about this one? Pelosi says Trump's new threat of mass deportation dragnet is an act of utter malice and bigotry. The president's new threat of mass deportation is an act of utter malice and bigotry designed solely to inject fear in our communities. This plan revives the horror of the president's family separation policy, inflicting its inhumanity on countless hardworking families. Folks, firstly, you have to understand what a joke this all is, right? It's like they're all like crisis actors. Is that what Pelosi is? Is she like a Stepford wife and somebody injects her brain with something and she just says whatever dumb thing they want her to say? Because do you realize that Obama separated children at the border in much bigger numbers than Trump and no liberal said a word? Do you realize that Obama actually deported more illegals than Trump has? By the way, I'm a big conservative, and I'm upset at that. I want Trump to deport many more people. I think it's ridiculous he's deported less than Obama. I don't even know what that's about. But he has deported less than Obama. So where was Pelosi when Obama deported more people than Trump? By far. Where was Pelosi when Obama separated more people at the border? By far. It's so absurd, the things they say. Wow. Nancy Pelosi. And how about more examples of liberal idiocy? A high school mull spending $600,000 to remove George Washington murals because they traumatize students. And no question where this would be, right? This is San Francisco. A high school in San Francisco is now weighing three options to get rid of what they consider a terribly politically incorrect set of murals of America's first president, George Washington. I knew it would only be a matter of time before they named George Washington as a man that scares liberals and scares illegals and scares black people. The man founded America, you idiot. He's the greatest president in the history of the world, not just America. He willingly gave up the presidency when they told him he could stay for life like a king. The plan comes with an astronomical cost. Cover the murals up with a curtain at a stunning cost of $300,000. Paint them over $600,000. Or cover them up with paneling $875,000. Activists argue that two 83-year-old murals often are offensive to Native Americans and African Americans and claim they traumatize students and community members. A San Francisco Unified School District working group says the artwork glorifies slavery, genocide, colonialization, manifest destiny, white supremacy, oppression, and doesn't represent San Francisco values of social justice, diversity, united, student-centered. Wow. You knew it was only a matter of time. Can you imagine what sick, mentally ill people these are? You don't have a shot against me in the real world, so you just go ahead and think that way. Keep teaching them those things. Those kids have no shot. They can't compete with Wayne Root or anybody listening to my show, because you're losers. Little codified losers. Little crybaby snowflake losers. Offended by everything. Well, I'll offend you, all right? Come work for me. I'll fire you in 5 minutes. We'll see how offended you are over that. Little morons. We'll be right back on national TV with Newsmax TV. If you're a moron, don't watch.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.